my vacation a few weeks ago, I took two books with me. One was Christopher Hitchens' memoir called Hitch 22, which I had begun, but I wanted to finish it. And the second book was a book by his brother, Peter Hitchens, called Rage Against God. Peter Hitchens, like his brother, is a culture commentator and a writer in Great Britain. And it was a very interesting experience to have the two Hitchens brothers more or less debating in my own head during the vacation. In fact, one night I dreamt that Christopher Hitchens came and argued with me. So I had the Hitchens brothers very much in mind the last couple of weeks. Peter Hitchens' book is fascinating. I mentioned it's called The Rage Against God. It's an exploration of the whole atheist phenomenon, which has been led by his brother. But see, Peter Hitchens went through an atheist period and came out. And came out as a robust Christian. And now he offers his reflection on his own atheism and how he made the transition. Unlike his brother, who has a kind of Baroque style, Peter writes in a very direct, sober way. Here's the central argument. There's an essential relationship between Christianity and a healthy civilization. The compromise of Christianity, which is so cavalierly bandied about by the atheists, actually has very severe civilizational implications. Now, here's his experiential argument for this. Peter Hitchens was, for a time, a foreign correspondent in Moscow, late 80s, 90s, the period when, in the Gorbachev reform, the Soviet Union was kind of breaking down. What did he see? He saw a society in almost total collapse. Corruption, political and cultural, at almost every level and in the deepest way. Alcoholism rampant. Abortions far outnumbering live births. In a kind of telling detail, he said even the common courtesies, exchanging common signs, the holding of doors and all that, gone. He noticed a society in the sort of moral collapse. And he began to see something. There's a correlation between this collapse and the steady attack on religion that went on in the Soviet Union long before the Stalin period, at the very beginning, at the period of Lenin. There was an attempt to root out religion. And it was not a harmless preoccupation. It resulted in societal collapse. What were some of the marks of it? Well, a lot of priests and nuns were simply put to death. Many churches simply shuttered. The few priests and nuns who were allowed to survive were regularly pilloried, publicly ridiculed. Above all, perhaps, religion was characterized in the Soviet Union as a pre-modern, pre-scientific superstition, and religious instruction for kids was construed as a species of child abuse. Okay, what does Peter Hitchens see? He sees in his own brother, Christopher, and his colleagues, the new atheists, he sees the very same set of emphases. The new atheists today want to jettison God. They want to characterize religion as silly, superstitious, pre-scientific nonsense. And they regularly characterize the education of children along religious lines as a type of child abuse. What's the correlation? Their attack on religion, Peter Hitchens fears, will have the same dire consequences for civilization as it had in the Soviet Union. Here's what gets him, especially about his brother, and I noticed this too. Christopher Hitchens burns with a very powerful indignation against all sort of moral outrages around the world. He's full of moral indignation. Very strong sense of what's ethically right. His brother Peter says to him, like it or not, you're going on the fumes of a dying civilization. The very civilization you want to put to death, namely the Christian civilization, is what bequeathed to you this keen sense of moral right, moral wrong. See, and here's where the argument gets a bit more pointed. Take God away. Eliminate God. Morality becomes a question of will. It becomes a matter of the human will. I decide what's right, what's wrong. And since there are weaker and stronger among us, at the end of the day, it becomes a question of the will of the stronger. What's morally right? Well, what the powerful people say. Now, watch it in any society. where an objective sense of God has been compromised, you find precisely this devolution of ethics into will and finally the will of the stronger. Though his brother, he says, wants to resist it, it's hard to resist the comparison between what the Soviet Union did and what he's recommending now. And he sees in our own society this danger. If we set God aside, we're also setting aside the ground for objective morality. Certainly Christopher Hitchens had his say the last several years. He's written a lot. He's spoken a lot. Many have heard him. Can I recommend you might pick up this book, Rage Against God, and spend a bit more time attending to his brother Peter?